Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperson would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Sometimes I climb so far, only to backslide. Lord, I may be sliding back, but I will not abandon you.
Tonight, I'd like to share one of the messages that I believe that is one of the most important message for your life that will change your life. I say like this in every message. Every message is the most important. I believe that this is one of the messages that will totally transform your life. It has transformed my life, and it will transform you. So the topic of the sharing tonight is ruling and reigning as kings. Amen. You talk about impact. So if we want to impact, we need to be kings. Amen. We need to know about our position. Let's pray together. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we come to you with a humble heart. We draw near to God, and you draw near to us. We believe, Lord, that your word is powerful, and it can change our life. Lord, build our faith. Because we believe, Lord, when we hear your word, hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God, our faith will rise up and we will be able to walk according to the faith, the measure of faith that you give to us, Lord. Father, help all of us to become like Christ. Help all of us to walk like Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you tonight. We ask, Lord, we pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that my speech and my preaching will not be of persuasive words of human wisdom, but will be by the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your people, their faith will not rest upon the wisdom or eloquence of a man, but on the power of God. Father, we pray tonight that the Holy Spirit will demonstrate the power, will impart faith, impart, Lord, the truth into the soul and the spirit of your people tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen. 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 How many people believe that God is faithful? Amen. How many people believe that God is able to do anything?
Yes, sir.
Amen. How many people believe that you can sit physically outside, but in your heart, you're standing up?
Yes.
Especially when you're driving. You cannot stand when you drive. Many times when I'm driving, in my spirit, I was standing up and say, in Jesus' name. You know, you can stand inside your spirit. And you can stand like a king and use your authority to make something happen. Amen. Yes. We are Christians who have been ordained to be kings and priests. That's what the Bible says. We are, if you know the Bible and you understand the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of faith, you know that you can live a supernatural life. Amen. Christian life is not boring. Christian life is exciting. It's very, very fun. It's full of the supernatural. Amen. Because why? Because God gives us the authority. God has given us the power to do mighty things on earth. You remember Jesus said like this, the work that I do, you shall do also, but greater things than this you shall do, because I will go to my Father. Is it exciting that we can do greater work than Jesus? Before I step my foot into Bangkok, I say, I'm going to do greater things than Jesus. Amen. Amen. Because that is His promise. It's exciting. It's supernatural. Our life is supernatural. Amen. And we don't need to be afraid of demons or evil spirit. We don't need to be afraid of any problem because we have the Lord Jesus in our life. Amen. Demons and power of hell must submit to us. They must bow down and kneel down before us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I used to be afraid of evil spirit when I was a young man. But now I'm not afraid anymore. Amen. Amen. Because I know that God ordained you and me to be kings and priests. Amen. The Bible says that God raised Jesus up to heaven and sit at the right hand of the Father.
That's right.
And the Bible also says at the same time, in the same in the same Bible, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, that he also raised us up with him, with Christ, and make us sit with him in the heavenly places. You know, you may think you are no one, you are nothing. You may think that in the society you are nothing. No one know about you. But positionally, you are being seated right now in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus. You are sitting on the throne with Jesus right now, spiritually, positionally. You have that right. You are the citizen of heaven. Amen. And you have the right of the citizens of heaven. You have the right to use the name of Jesus. You have the right to use the word of God. And you have that position that you are kings and priests. And you know, when the Bible talks about being seated with Christ in the heavenly places, it means the position of authority. Amen. So thank God that we are not of the world. Even though long time ago, the devil deceived Eve. Maybe I need to. Sorry. The devil defeated Adam and Eve. And they surrendered to the devil. And the devil took the world into his hand. And the devil said that, now I am the God, small g. I am the God of this world. He controlled the world, but I want to tell you the good news. He doesn't control us because we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. We are not the citizen of this world. Therefore, he cannot control us. Your name is recorded in the book of life. You are the citizen of heaven. The devil has no authority over you because you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know, you may wonder why God allowed demons and evil spirit to be on earth now. Sometimes I wonder why God doesn't just get rid of them right now on earth. Is it interesting? But I tell you good news, so that we can exercise our victory. If there is no demon, there is no evil spirit, there is no problem on earth, we will never exercise our victory. We will never exercise our authority. When we get to heaven, we don't need anointing anymore. We don't need the anointing in heaven. We don't need the power of God because there is no devil in heaven. But on earth, we need the anointing. We need the power. We can exercise. Do you know that we are living in the faith camp right now? Amen. This is the camp. God, we are soldiers. And the world is the boot camp. Yeah. That we can practice victory. We can learn how to overcome the enemy. We can put the helmet of salvation. We can put the breastplate, a difficult word for me, breastplate of righteousness on our chest. Amen. We can walk with the good news of peace. We can put the belt of truth around our waist. Amen. And we can have the shield of faith that the fiery darts of the enemy cannot come against us. We have the sword of the spirit that can chop off the enemy. We are soldier, we are in the faith camp. You are soldier, you are general and you know, surgeon, you are great people, you are the kings. Amen. The Bible says clearly that we are kings. Let me show you the scripture in Romans chapter 5 verse 17. The Bible says like this, for if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace, grace of God, and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Everyone say, I reign in my life. The word reign is used for what? Kings. Is that right? So the Bible says, you reign in your life. It's clear. You are not defeated. You are the victor. You are the conqueror. You reign. You have authority. Look, the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 6 say, and has made, you know, the present perfect tense, what does it mean? It's done deal. Is that right? It's done deal. He has made us kings and priests. Revelation chapter 5 verse 10, he has made us kings and priests to our God. Amen. So in other words, God has left demons, evil spirit, problem, temptation, and all kinds of hardship on earth so that we can practice on them. If we have authority, you know, when I was an intern at the University of Washington, I learned how to use knife to cut open the skull and the brain. I need somebody to practice on. And that's why they call medical school. So the patients come into Harborview Hospital. They are for my practice to learn how to cut on people. After a few heads, I become expert, become a neurosurgeon. The same thing. God left demons on earth here. God left evil spirit on earth so that we can practice the sword of spirit. We can practice how to exercise the authority. You know, whatever come against you, you need to understand that you are overcomers.
Amen.
You are an overcomer. There's no problem that come to you that you cannot overcome. Amen. Every problem you can overcome because you reign as kings on earth. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4 say, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world." Are you born of God?
Yes.
How many people is born of God? Are born of God. So the Bible says, because you are born of God, in Jesus' name, you overcome the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. So what I'm going to teach you tonight is not just a head knowledge. It's not just something you decorate your brain and your mind. But it's something that you need to add faith into it. You need to add faith into what I say tonight. Because it will never work if you learn this just as theological knowledge. But you need to put faith into what you learn from the Bible. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, the gospel that has been preached to them does no effect because they do not add the gospel with faith.
Yes, sir.
So you need to have faith in what you learn in the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
Let's say at the same time, I am not under.
I am not under.
I am a conqueror. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you." He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. "But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, but you may be able to bear it." So I want to encourage you. If you say, "Oh, Pastor, I need a special anointed man to lay hand on me because my temptation is so special. We need a special man to lay hand on me." I want to tell you, it's not true. Because every temptation is common, not special. Other people face it too. And thank God, He will not allow any temptation is beyond what you can bear and what you can overcome. Every time a trial, an attack comes against you, you need to know that you can whip it.
Amen.
You can whip it.
Right.
There is no temptation that you cannot whip.
Amen.
And you cannot win.
Amen.
Amen. You need to understand, every time something comes against you, piece of cake.
Yes, sir.
I can whip it.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
That is faith.
Amen.
Because you are being seated on the right hand with Jesus, on the with the Father in heaven, heavenly places. Amen. So you are, let's say at the same time, I am a king.
I am a king.
I reign.
I reign.
With Christ Jesus.
With Christ Jesus.
I have authority.
I have authority.
I am an overcomer.
I am an overcomer.
I am walking in triumph.
I am walking in triumph.
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14, "Now thank be to God and who always leads us into triumph in Christ." You cannot have triumph without Christ. You need to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to have the Spirit of Christ living on the inside of you.
Amen.
So the Bible said that, I like English language. Beautiful language. The English language says like this, always. Let me read one more time. "Now thank be to God who sometime, maybe part of the time, lead us into triumph." No. What the Bible say? "Now thank be to God who always." What does it mean, always?
Always.
Huh? Every time.
All the time.
Forever. So God leads us into triumph all the time, every day, every minute, all the time, always. Amen. Hallelujah. So you need to understand that any problem come towards you or against you, you need to know that I am a victory. I'm victorious, and I will overcome this because I always have victory. Not only sometime, but all the time. Amen. So God gives you the right as a citizen of heaven to use the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of God, the sword of the Spirit. Amen. He allowed the angel to help you. He gave you the anointing and the power to whip the enemy. Amen. So today, I'm going to teach you. This is just an introduction. Okay. Now I'm going to teach you how to reign on earth as king. I'm going to show you scripture here that Jesus was teaching the apostle, the disciple. Amen. Let's turn, I'm going to read for you for the sake of time. I'm going to read Mark chapter 11 verses 13 to 14. This is a situation that Jesus was walking out of Bethany into Jerusalem. On the way to Jerusalem, this is what happened. Mark chapter 11 verses 13 to 14. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it has any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, everyone say, said to the tree. May no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciple heard him say it. Okay. Now, after that, a few days, a few hours, I don't know exactly how long, but must be quite a while, because he walked into Jerusalem and he walked out on the way out this time. This verses 19 to 23, talking about Jesus already passed by that fig tree, talked to the fig tree, commanded the fig tree, and then went into Jerusalem. He came out on the way out. Maybe 2 days, I don't know. A few hours. When evening came, they went out of the city. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered. So Jesus answered and said to them, yes, I'm a God. I can do all these things. Do you know that I'm a son of God? Is that the Bible say? No. But the Bible say, look at what he answered. Have faith in God. We're talking about faith. Is that right? Wow, I'm preaching something in line with your church name here. Victory faith. Have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, everyone say, says. You remember a while ago Jesus said, the Bible say, he said to the tree. Now he said, say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. You need to understand this situation. Jesus and the disciple walked by the fig tree. The fig tree did not have fruit. Amen. Did Jesus kneel down? No. Did Jesus talk to the Father? No. Did Jesus call for a prayer meeting? No. Did Jesus call intercessor to do something? No. He didn't kneel down, he didn't pray, he didn't talk to the Father, he just spoke to the tree. No more fruit. Amen. And then, did he stand there and say, what happened? Pull out the magnifying glass to see anything happen? Did the earth shake? No. Did a storm come? No. Did the wind come and did the building shake? No, nothing happened. He didn't pray, nothing happened. He didn't even look at the tree. He just said and he walked by. He did not look for the evidence. He did not look for the outcome of what he said. He just walked past by faith. Amen. And what happened? A few hours later, or a few days later, the fig tree withered. Amen. And when he walked on the way out, he did not even look at the root and look at the tree. He just walked by. But the disciple saw what happened. The disciples say, "Oh, Master, this is amazing. You know, how can you do this?" Amen. You know, sometimes what happens in our faith walk is that when we pray or when we say, do something in our faith walk, we tend to look at the spectacular signs. We are looking for immediate result. But when Jesus said to that tree, he didn't see the immediate result. Sometimes when we pray for somebody to get healed, when we look at the medical report, the medical report go against what you pray, you're going to believe in the medical report or you're going to believe in the Bible? Are you going to believe in God or you believe in the, sometimes I tell you as a doctor, medical report are wrong. Because the test was done in the wrong way. So you cannot believe in the medical report all the time. But even the medical report is right. I'm going to put my faith in the Bible, not in the medical report. Amen. Therefore, when you walk by faith, don't walk by sight. Jesus did not walk by sight. Jesus did not look for supernatural sign. Jesus did not look for some earthquake or some change. He just walked by and he believed that something he said has happened in the spiritual realm. This is walking by faith. If you walk by faith, you say something. You know, when I went to Thailand this time, I lay hand on a lot of people for healing. I did not even ask him whether them either the symptom goes away or not. Because I have faith. And then the report came later on. People just come to me and say, oh, my mom got healed yesterday. Or my leg got healed yesterday. Boom, 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 boom. You know what? I don't care what happened at that minute. I'm not there to get any reputation anyway. If they don't get healed, it's God's problem, not my problem. Amen. So I don't need to boast that they get healed at the spot or not. If I believe God healed them already, it's going to be done. It's done. Amen. We are not looking for any signs. If you walk by faith, don't be controlled by your sight, by report. Amen. So this is one thing that you need to understand. You just stick to the word of God. You stick to what God promised you, what belongs to you.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, there are two things in your life that when you say that you stick to the word of God. One thing is stick to the word here. Whatever God says is in the Bible, you need to listen to this sermon carefully because a lot of meaty thing here that you can learn. What God says in the Bible, you believe it. It belongs to you through Christ Jesus. For example, the Bible says he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. What does it mean? He did already. So healing, divine health belong to Christians.
Amen.
You don't need to get sick. Amen. But I know when I say this, a lot of people get mad at me. They say, oh, you know, this pastor is so dogmatic. I don't believe it. I'd rather get sick. It's up to you. You believe you get sick? I don't believe I need to get sick. I got to believe in good health. Whatever you believe, you get it. Amen. I don't believe in getting sick. I believe in divine health.
Amen.
Whatever the Bible say. You know, when I was on a plane this time, there was one big turbulent. And the plane, you know, big plane like this. So everyone just like this jerking. And then I quote the scripture. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty thing. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord.
Amen.
And then the wind stopped.
Amen.
Amen. So this, the God give you promises in here in the Bible we call logo.
Amen.
But sometimes God give you the word for you as rhema. Which means that it's only for you.
Amen.
You know, one time in Korea, three young girls tried to follow the Bible by walking down into the big river. Said that, oh, God told Peter, Jesus told Peter to walk in the water. We're going to walk. We have faith. We have people of faith. We're going to step into the water and walk on the water. And you know what happened? These three girls died. This is a true story. Happened in Korea. You know why? Because walking on the water is not local. It's not the written word. Is this rhema for only Peter at that time?
Yes.
And we have rhema too. I'm going to share with you about my rhema in a few minutes here while I'm teaching that. Everyone, God speak to you for a specific situation that you can claim and you can command and you can say it and it will happen. But you need to go by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You don't just make it up in your mind. You need to be hooked up to the Holy Spirit. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, I come to the point in my life that I would not do anything without the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. When I came to this room a while ago, I just relaxed and say, God, I am nothing. I decrease and let the Holy Spirit increases in me. And you can do whatever you want. You will lead me to say whatever you want me to say. I'm just a vessel. Amen. Actually, if you walk by the Spirit, you are relaxed. You can rest because you don't have to figure it out yourself. God can figure it out for you and you just flow like an eagle and just soar with wing and just follow the Holy Spirit. It's resting. It's fun. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. I should come back to my sermon here. So Jesus showed them a good lesson about how to be kings, how to walk with authority, how to walk by faith. Jesus spoke to the tree, and there was no ground shaking. There was no earthquake. There was no lightning come from the sky. And the disciple might have thought, oh yeah, he is the Son of God. He can do that. Have you ever thought that way? You know, the devil deceived the church for a long time that Jesus was able to do all these things because he was the Son of God. Oh, I could not do it. And the devil deceived all the churches, many churches all over the world, that only Jesus could do those things. But let me explain to you. You know, Peter said, look at this. What happened? I believe that, you know, when I was a young believer, I believed the same thing. Oh, this is not for me. Jesus can curse the tree. Jesus could stop the wind. It's not for me. He's the Son of God. But I want to tell you the theology here. When Jesus was in heaven, before he came into the world, he was full of glory. He was full of power. But when he came into the womb of Mary, the Bible said that he stripped off. He laid aside his glory and power. He came into the world without power, without the anointing. He was God, yes, 100%. Yes, but he was a man, 100%. Jesus came into the world as a man like you and me to show you how a man anointed by the Holy Spirit should walk. He was not walking on earth as a Son of God. He was walking on earth as a Son of Man. How to have relationship with the Father. How to walk in holiness. How to overcome temptation. And how to walk under the anointing. Let me show you if you don't believe me. I show you. Actually, what the Bible says that God, Jesus stripped off his glory is in the book of Philippians chapter 2. I don't need to quote the scripture right now. It's in there. In verses 8 to 10. Amen. But in Acts chapter 10 verse 38, listen carefully. 10:38. How God anointed Jesus. It's interesting that the Bible did not say how God anointed the Lord Jesus. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. In other words, this scripture represents Jesus as a man, not the Lord Jesus, as a man with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. It's interesting. If Jesus came into the world with full anointing, with full power and glory, why God still need to anoint him? He didn't need anointing. He did not need not to be anointed by the Father if he already was born from the womb of Mary with the anointing already. But no, you remember, before 30 years old, he did not do even one miracle. But after the Jordan River, after the Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove, then he began to perform miracles. He began to change water into wine. So Jesus was anointed by the Father. Therefore, Jesus came into the world as a man to show you and me, let me repeat one more time, how to walk as a man and a woman of God who is anointed by the Spirit of God. And he expects us to walk like him. Amen. He expects us to follow his example. Amen. And we're going to look in this scripture together. He created in his image. And the image of God was stolen by the devil, by sin. Now he wants to bring that back. But now how? We need to follow the footsteps of Jesus. We need to be filled with the Spirit of Jesus on the inside of us. And we need to learn how to walk like Jesus. Amen. Amen. And at that time, as the man, anointed by the Spirit, he said to the tree, you will not produce fruit again. You notice that a lot of godly men in the Bible use speaking. You remember Joshua? Joshua spoke to the sun, be still. Did it happen? The sun was still for a while. You remember? They use speaking. And that's how we should walk. Amen? As king. You know, a king will not come, you know, in America, you may not understand very well because you don't have a king. But I grew up in Thailand where we have the king. The king just do this, do that. Everyone run around to do for him. He command. The king give command. The same thing as king, you need to learn how to give command. Amen. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2 verse 6, he who says he abides in him, in Jesus, ought himself also to walk just as he walked. We need to walk like Jesus. We need to walk the same walk as Jesus. And in this scripture, Jesus showed us how to walk in authority, how to walk as the king who have authority to reign in life. Let me be clear to you. You are ordained to be kings in the kingdom. Amen. You have been given authority. You have been given reigning and ruling authority. Jesus said that all the authority has been given to me under the earth, you know, in heaven, in the earth, and under the earth. And he gave that authority to the church. We have authority in Jesus' name. Amen. But that authority is used to reign in your own life. Amen. Listen carefully. A lot of people misunderstand that they use authority to abuse their wife, abuse their members, abuse people around them. No, no, no. You have authority to rule and reign over the devil. Amen. Your enemy is not your wife. Right. Your enemy is not your husband. Amen. Your enemy is not your church member or your pastor. But you reign and rule over sickness, disease, depression, worry, financial difficulty. You reign over the bad things that the devil come against you. But as brother and sister, we love each other. We don't rule and reign over one another. So you have authority for your own life. Everyone say, I have authority, for my own life. What else that you have authority over? You have authority if you are parents. You have authority to reign and rule for your children because they're still young. Amen. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
You can speak for your children. I and Pastor Da always speak for our children. We command. Before we just came here, we just make a command in our house. Devil, you cannot touch our kids. Period. Amen. We command them. Command the demons and evil spirit. Amen. And not only that, you can use your authority to help those who are under you. Like a pastor, you can do under church member. Amen. Why? Sometimes we need to make an altar call and people come to the front to be prayed for. Because when you come to the front to be prayed for, it means you are submitting under the authority of the man. So then he can exercise authority to help you. If you sit in the back there, never come out, it means I don't care, I don't want you to help me. But when you come out to be prayed for, it means you submit to the authority that Jesus has given to the pastor to do command something in your life, maybe sickness, maybe demonic power, maybe curses, whatever. You need to come and submit to authority under that man, upon that man. You see, you understand what I mean? Is it clear?
Yes.
Okay. Now, look at what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 21, verses 20 to 21. Do I make you confused? No, okay. Matthew 21, 20 to 21. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither away so soon? So Jesus answered and said to them, as surely I say to you. You know, when Jesus say as surely, what does it mean? You can count on it? You can depend on it?
Yes,
not, it's not a lie. It's sure and sure and sure. 100% you can count on it. As surely I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, look at what he said. You, who is you? Disciples. Are you disciples? Good. This message is not for nominal Christians. This message is not for people who believe God in their head.
Yes, sir.
That this message, you mean disciple who really sold out for Jesus, who really follow Jesus, who live their life for Jesus, who really have the lordship of Jesus, who really have a personal relationship with Jesus. We are not talking about just church member. Right. Or people who say, yeah, I'm a member of this church and that church, but I never talk to Jesus. I never have any relationship with Jesus. We are talking about people who really born again, follow Jesus, disciple of Jesus, want to live their life for Jesus. Amen. That's why some people who go to church and listen to this message and say, it doesn't work for me. Yeah, maybe it doesn't work because they don't even have relationship with Jesus yet.
Right.
This is, you mean disciples, mean people who carry the cross, deny themselves and follow him. So I want to be clear. This is not like a formula that you say something, you know, in Buddhism, you can chant some formula to make something happen. This is not a formula. This is come out from relationship with Christ.
Amen.
I have to be clear here. Okay? He said, you will not only do what was done.
Amen.
So in other words, Jesus said, you can command a fig tree like me. You will not only do what was done, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. My question is, can faith affect physical things?
Yes.
The fig tree, the mountain. Can a word of faith change material objects?
Yes.
Can it change physical things?
Yes.
I remember one time, about year 2001, I went to Tokyo to minister. And I picked the right weekend. That weekend, there was a big snowstorm. You know, people in Tokyo will go everywhere by train. And when the snowstorm comes, it means that Sunday is going to be empty. And I flew already there. I spent my money already. Okay? So, I remember that Friday night, I was in the hotel. I looked at through the window and I saw snow came down. And the news say, going to be snow all week, all weekend. I was so upset, you know. And they say going to be packed. The train gonna be stopped. No service of even train. The member of the church told me. I looked through the window and I remember because I just preached this message only a few weeks before. So I stand at the window and I point to the sky. In Jesus' name, I came here to preach the gospel.
Amen.
You must stop tonight.
Amen.
I spoke by faith. I command. I'm a king. And you know what happened? Next morning on Saturday, the sky was blue, the snow stopped, the snow melt, and we had great services for both weekends, for both days. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can speak to the physical thing.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
And this scripture talk about you.
Yes, sir.
And me. Amen.
Amen.
It's not only for Peter. You and me can speak. To reign, to rule in your life.
Right.
You don't need to be controlled by circumstances of your life.
Ouch.
You can be over the circumstance.
Yes, sir.
Worry, sickness and disease. You know, I learned this lesson to come to the point that I exercise this every single day. You know, I told a member of the church all the time that when, for example, sometime patient come into my office with a cold, bad cold. And I should have told them not to come. You can cancel your appointment, don't come here. But they came in and they, you know, in my scientific understanding, we're sitting in a small room, virus go over the room,
yeah.
What it means, by physically I'm going to get it, is that right?
Yeah.
But you know, I was sitting there, as I mentioned to you, I sat on my chair, but in my heart, I was standing up. I cannot stand up because the patient thinks I'm crazy. So I stand up inside me like this in my spirit. In Jesus' name, you cannot touch me.
Amen.
And I never got sick.
Amen.
As Pastor Da, I never have a cold for a long time. Because every time I feel something like this come on, in Jesus' name, I command you, I am a king. I have authority to reign in my life.
Amen.
Get out of here. Yes. Bam!
Yes.
Gone.
Amen.
Amen. This, wow, you think why so easy? It's easy!
Yes.
God wants to give us easy life. He said the yoke, my yoke is light. You follow Him, you need to follow Him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can do the same thing Jesus did. You can command. Is Jesus exaggerating? No! He said, He means what He says.
Amen.
He said you can do this thing, and not only that, you can speak to the mountain.
Yeah.
What is the mountain in your life? You know, mountain can be some big problem, family problem. And not only that, it can be big problem that has been there for a long. You know, when you see a mountain, what do you think? Big, and has been there for a long time. Some of you may be facing a big problem in your life that's been there in your family, in your health, in your body for a long time in silence. It's unmovable. But you can speak to it until it moves.
Amen.
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 I give you an example like this. In this trip, I learned something very good lesson to me. I have been to Thailand for maybe 4 or 5 times in the past 1 year to help this church. And there is a lady who, she's a Chinese lady. She is a little bit deformed, you know, physically. I don't want to tell you what, but she didn't get married. And her mom gave her, before she became a Christian, the mom gave her to idols. You know what I mean? Just offer her to idols in Bangkok. So she came to church, got saved. She came to every single service. Even the service is in English, she still came. She just wanted to sit there, to be in the presence of God. And then every time I start to lay hands, she would come out the first lady. And she come out like this. Like this. And she know that she was demonized or demon possessed. And I lay hand on her. I didn't understand all this time. I lay hand. She fell into the power. And then shake like this and very suffering. And no deliverance. No victory. I lay hand fire. But nothing happened until on Monday night. I walked to her. Rema came to me. Because I just preached this message in Thai to them. So God told me, ask her to command it herself. So I say, honey, you say with me, in Jesus' name, devil, I don't belong to you anymore. Devil, I don't belong to you anymore. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. You must go away in Jesus' name. I don't welcome you anymore. You know what God say like this to me? Sometimes we cannot cast out demons because the owner of the house never officially say you must go. So even the pastor lay hands so many times, but the owner would never tell them to go. So how can I cast them out? You need to tell them that you must go. So after she say that, I lay hand on her gently like this. She fell under the power without shaking, without like this anymore. And quiet, no screaming. And half an hour later on the floor, she began to laugh in victory. Laughter of the Holy Ghost, the joy of the Holy Ghost came. Oh, and her face looked changed. She was totally delivered. She got up and she kind of like this to God. God, thank you, thank you. She got her victory. Just because I told her to command herself. She can reign and rule in her own life. She doesn't need me. Amen. Wow, you learned something?
Yes.
Amazing. You can reign and rule. I remember one time, about 4 years ago, I tried to sell my home in Wanita area. Right after I put my home into the market, the stock crashed. So I thought I'm going to sell my home in 2 months or 3 months because before that the house market was so booming. So the stock crashed. What happened? I have 2 mortgages. And I forgot to exercise my faith. I just keep struggling, keep complaining. Oh God, you know. And one day I was standing in the kitchen. Pastor Da was cooking. Suddenly the Holy Spirit came on me and said to me with the word of knowledge that if you speak right now to this situation by faith, you're going to sell your home in this amount of time and how much. He even told me how much. So right away, standing at the counter in my kitchen, I said, in Jesus' name, my home is sold already, was sold already at this amount. Amen. And you know exactly that amount of time. Amen. My house was sold at the exactly amount of money. Amen. That I was speaking. So I learned about Rhema. That I need to listen to the Holy Spirit and speak. Yeah. Because the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Yes,
you need to learn how to speak.
Amen.
The mountain can be removed. Amen. You can rule. Let's say at the same time, I can rule.
In life.
You can rule over your physical body. You can rule over your financial situation. You can rule over your emotional situation. You can rule and reign in your workplace. Amen.
Amen.
I never go to work and say I'm poor. I'm going to be in trouble. I say, today I'm going to have a good day.
Amen.
My patient is going to do well.
Amen.
That's why my patient go home the next day. Everyone, no complication. Amen. Because I say it.
Yes.
Before I operate, I say, you're going to do well. My patient say, no, you do well. Yes, you do well. No question. I speak to it. I have authority. Okay. Is it good to have a Christian doctor who know about faith? Amen. Hallelujah. You do well. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus did not call for a prayer meeting. Jesus did not, you know, you need to understand this. I'm not talking about prayer here. And I'm not looking down on prayer and intercession. Yes, we need to pray. Yes, we need to intercede. But in this subject, it's not about whoever pray to God for the mountain to be moved. No, no. The Bible says, whoever say to this mountain. You speak with authority to the situation. Amen. And you notice one thing, when Jesus said it, it didn't happen right away. So whatever you say to situation, it did not happen right away, don't lose heart. Still stand on the inside of you. Stand in the inside of you by faith. Even though I don't see with my eyes, but inside, I'm standing. I believe. I have a stubborn faith. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. I'm a king. I reign. Amen. Stand inside you. You don't back off. You just stubbornly have faith that that's gonna happen. Don't sit down. Inside you. Stand up. Put the shield of faith up. Amen. I exercise this all the time. I see myself stand up. Like King David stand, point finger to Goliath and say, you come with spear and javelin, but I come in the name of the Lord of hosts whom you have defied. Today I give you head. Your head to the carcass and your carcass to the beast of the air. To the birds of the air and the beast of the, you know, of the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to stand up. And fight Goliath. Fight the big mountain in your life. Look at another example in Luke chapter 4, 32 to 38. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. Now in the synagogue, there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus called all the churches to have a prayer meeting and intercession and kneel down and pray to the Father. Is that right?
No.
No. What happened? But Jesus rebuked him. You know, the word rebuke doesn't mean please or request or begging. He command, he rebuke, and he say only two words, two sentences. Be quiet, come out of him. Is that a command?
Yes.
He is king. Yes. Jesus was the man anointed by the Spirit to show all of us how to walk as a man with the anointing, with the Holy Spirit. Yes. So when he faced the demon and he command, be quiet. Don't talk to demon, please. Don't talk to them because they lie anyway.
Right.
Don't ask them even name. I never ask them any demon their name because they're going to tell me lie anyway. They are lying. So just go, shut your mouth, get out of here. In Thailand, when I cast out demon this time, I didn't do much. I just walk around and say, go, 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 free. And people began to cough the demon out. Everyone. And I never taught them about casting out demon. They just bam, 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 demon come out. I just go, go. I didn't even shout. I just go, go in Jesus' name, go. Like this. I just walk around and say, go, 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 go. Oh, everyone, just, demon come out everywhere. Because I know my authority. It's not about the loudness of voice. It's not about how you make religious noise. Go in the name, hallelujah, like this. It's not about, no, the demon I'm not afraid of religious voice. Is that right? It's not about religious voice. Some people are not really religious. Hallelujah, oh, something like that. No, you just go. Go in Jesus' name. Because it's about faith. It's about authority that Jesus, you have faith in the authority God has given you. You don't need to shout. You don't need to make a loud voice. You don't even need to speak a long word. You notice one thing? Jesus rarely pray for people. Go back and read the full gospel again. Have you never seen Jesus kneel down and pray for the sick? You never seen Jesus kneel down and pray to get demon out? He just say, heal! Get up! The silver and gold I have none, but what I have in Jesus' name, get up! Peter and John did not pray for that paralytic man.
Right.
They command.
That's right.
Get up.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen.
A lot of Christians love to pray. No, you don't need to pray. I will teach you later on what you need to pray and what you need to command. Okay, we'll come soon. Okay, then, where is it now? Okay, he said, be quiet and come out of him. And when the demon has thrown him into the midst, it came out of him and did not hurt him. And then they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, what a word is this is? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirit. And they came out, and the report about him went out into every place, the surrounding region. Can you imagine one day, people in Renton say, come to Victory Faith Church. The pastor and the member just say, go. Whoop. Miracle happened. Wow. Then you go out, come to this church, Pastor Michael. Faith Victory, Victory Faith Church. You come in, he just say, heal. And then Jesus, heal. Amen. Make pastoral work much easier. You know, one time God told me this. Don't have a lot of counseling session.
Yes, sir.
Because when you give counsel, you give counsel to demon. Yes, I don't give counsel that much anymore in the church. I just say, fire! Get out of here! Done. Woo! Just kick the demon out. Because a lot of problems come from demons.
That's right.
You need to repent and kick them out.
That's right.
That's it. You give counseling, the demon talk to you. And you try to repent, please get back to your wife. No. And you know, no, it doesn't come from himself. He comes from the demon inside him. No. And you just keep counseling until you don't eat, don't have time for your family, for your kids. You know, I don't do that.
Right.
Waste of my time.
Right.
Amen. Just kick them out. Amen. Now, that's why the church needs to teach about cast out demon. Let all the members hear that it's normal. Actually, there was one man in that church that has been set free from demon and went back to another church. And he was shocked that when he walked into that church, he saw demon everywhere upon the shoulder of members of that church and leaders too. And they make fun of him too. He saw, I mean, this is real. He saw the vision. And he asked God, what can we do to help these people? And God told him, your church need to intercede for the body of Christ. Because the body of Christ doesn't understand this issue and they are deceived. So we need to really intercede that the pastor's eyes will be opened. People will understand that you need to be set free before we can set other people free. Amen. Hallelujah. Now continue to read here. Now he arose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house. But Simon's wife's mother was sick with a high fever. His mother-in-law sick. Okay. And they make requests of him concerning her. And then verse 39, that's verse 38. Verse 39 say, so he went out to take a thermometer, call all the churches to pray for her, and then call the doctor, put the very cool cloth on her forehead, and massage her shoulder, and say, take Tylenol and paracetamol and some Advil. Is that right? That's what Jesus did? Huh? No, this is what the Bible says. So he stood over her and rebuked the fever.
That's right.
Jesus talked to the tree. Jesus said, talk to the mountain. Jesus talked to the devil.
Right.
Jesus talked to the fever. Is he crazy?
Right.
You can talk to the fever. You can talk to the tumor. You can talk to the pancreas. You can say, pancreas, produce insulin.
Amen.
Keep saying it.
Amen.
Keeps commanding it.
Amen.
Amen. You can talk to the material, to the situation in your life. He was talking to the fever, and the Bible says it left her. And immediately she arose and served them. My dear brother and sister, I want to tell you the good news. Jesus already has given you authority. You are kings and priests. You have that authority to command things that do not belong to you to get out of your life. All the bad things come from the devil. All the bad things come from hell.
Amen.
Sickness, disease, sadness, depression, financial problem, debt that should be paid off but cannot be paid off, broken relationship, problem with kids, anything that is bad that come to you does not come from God.
Amen.
So those things that do not come from God, you don't ask God to remove them because God says it's not for me. Listen one more time. Those bad things that do not come from God, you don't need to ask God to remove them. Because they don't come from God. God say, I'm not involved with this. I already give you authority to command them to go away. You just command it. Don't need to ask God. So when do you pray? When do you pray and ask God? The Bible says every good gift comes from God. You don't have because you don't ask. So what you ask God? You ask God for good things. You pray and ask God for good things. God, give me good health. God, give me money to pay my bill. But you command that to be resolved.
Amen.
You know what I mean? You command sickness to go away.
Yes,
I mean, any bad thing you command, any good thing you ask God.
Amen.
Is it clear?
Yes, sir.
Is that something that you learned today?
Yes.
Hallelujah. A lot of Christians don't know, God, please take this sickness away. Number one, God can argue with you. I already did 2,000 years ago on the cross by his stripes. You were healed. Why you ask me again? You just received by faith. You just say, I'm healed now in Jesus' name. Man. Done. It's by faith. Amen. You don't need to ask God anymore. It's a done deal. And two, you can command because you are a king. You have authority. But it's about faith. That's why I want to say, you can try this thing, but without faith, it doesn't work. You need to do it by faith. And I tell you, faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. So what you need to do, listen to this CD again and again,
yes,
until faith rise up.
Amen.
Amen. You need to listen to the word of God. I want to challenge you. If you want to be people of faith, you need to listen to the sermon a lot.
Amen.
Here, keep hearing. Keep hearing, because the more you hear, the more faith you have.
Amen.
Second thing, if you want more faith, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because actually faith is not yours.
Amen.
The Bible says it's the faith of God. It's God's given faith.
Amen.
And that's why the Bible says different measure of faith.
Amen.
The more Holy Spirit, the more anointing, the more of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
One time, an evangelist went to an Indian reservation to conduct the revival service. So the chief Indian sit there watching people. People come out to be prayed for. People say, speak in tongue a little bit, this and that, you know, kind of just come out. Then he eventually, on the last night, he walked out to the evangelist. He said, me, not little Holy Ghost, big Holy Ghost. This is a chief Indian. He said, I, me, instead of say I, he was speaking with wrong English. No, he said, me, big Holy Ghost, not little Holy Ghost. We need big Holy Ghost. We need big anointing if we want to have more faith.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God said, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned, and those signs will follow those who believe. Are you a believer?
Yes.
What sign believe? Follow you. In my name, they will cast out demons.
Amen.
It's amazing that nowadays we have church service, but we never see casting out demons, even though it's the first command of the Great Commission.
Yes, sir.
And that's why a lot of Christians members are in trouble, because demons everywhere in the church. We need to cast out demons.
Amen.
Amen. We need to clean up, have a clean up service.
Amen.
Cast out demons.
Amen.
Okay? They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing deadly, it will no by no means hurt them.
Amen.
They will lay hand on the sick, and they will recover.
Amen.
So the Bible says clear here that God already gave you authority to preach the gospel.
Amen.
You can lay hand on the sick.
Amen.
When I lay hand on the sick, I don't pray. I just say, in Jesus' name, heal.
Amen.
Get out of here.
Amen.
If you want to follow Jesus' example, footstep. You don't go, you know, sometimes we want to look nice. We want to make the person to be prayed for feel good. Oh, Father in heaven, you lay hand. Father in heaven, please show love to this person. And you keep on praying for 5 minutes to make that person happy with you, that you are such a great prayer warrior. Is that right? God, have mercy. Oh, la, 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 for 5 minutes. A lot of people get mad at me. Because when I lay hand and pray for people, in Jesus' name, heal, done. I don't need to pray for 5 minutes. You may think that I'm not merciful, but this is the way. Because this is how Jesus ministered. I just say, heal.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes we pray because we want to please the person. We don't really do what the Bible says. The Bible says command.
That's right.
Yes. Amen. I did it before, so I know. I repented already. Amen. I repented because I used to pray like that to please my member. Oh, la 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 la, for a long time. Hallelujah. You need to speak to the problem. You need to command, and not only command, you expect it to happen by faith. You see it in your eyes that happened already. You know, you see in your eyes that happened. Have faith. Amen. Use authority. The Bible say what? The Bible say in Luke chapter 10 verse 19, behold, I give you unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Do you have authority? Did Jesus give you?
Yes. Yes.
Can you command?
Yes.
Are you a king?
Yes.
You are a king, spiritual king.
Yes.
You can reign in your life. You can reign in your family.
Amen.
You know, I command things for my kids all the time.
Amen.
Amen. I say all the time, my kids are going to serve God. I lay hand on them and say, you're going to serve God. You will love God. You will love the word of God. I command it every single day, you know, until it happens. I stubborn faith. I didn't say it overnight. I'm going to keep commanding.
Amen.
And I can see them change. Year by year, they're getting better. They're getting better all the time. You know why? Because parents use authority in a positive way for their kids. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God that we can speak to the fever. Thank God we can speak to the sickness. Thank God we can speak to the wind and the storm of life. Thank God that God has power that can move the mountain. Thank God that God has power that can stop the wind and the storm in your life. God has power and you can speak it. Whenever you speak in the name of Jesus, all the angels and the Holy Ghost will back you up. When you speak by faith. You know, every time I minister, lay hand, I saw angel around me in my spirit.
Amen.
Back me up. Yes, go ahead, go ahead, go for it, go for it. Back me up. And I saw the Holy Ghost. You know, I went this time, I lay hand on, at the end of the service, I began to lay hand on people. I feel the fire of God came up from my hand. You know, and Jesus talked to me like this. Oh, wow. When I listened to the Spirit of God talk to me, He said like this to me, son, I was ministering 2,000 years ago, healing the sick, cast out demons, preach the gospel. And in the 21st century, I'm still wanting to do the same thing like 2,000 years ago. But I am looking for a vessel like you.
Amen.
He is looking for a vessel who is willing to take the risk. Take all the, you know, your own dignity off. Because when you do that, people can think you're crazy.
Yes, sir.
And when you lay hand, it's not your hand, it's my hand. Because I am in, right now I am a spirit. And I am the spirit. And I'm working through human. Like a glove, the hand need to work in the glove. You don't need the glove to operate on you. You need a doctor to perform surgery. But the glove is in the hand. Or over the hand. The same thing. The Spirit of Jesus wants somebody to speak like Him. Be still. Go. Your mouth is His mouth. Your hand is His hand. You just lay hand on behalf of Jesus. I don't come here on the behalf of my church name. I didn't go to Bangkok in the name of New Hope International Church. I went there on behalf of Jesus in the name of Jesus. And when I lay hand, Jesus' hand going to be on there. Amen. The same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is in me and you. But you need to learn how to release that power that raised Jesus from the dead. Through your hand. Through your word. Speak it. Command it. You need to remember the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is in you. The same power that opened the roll the stone out of the grave is in you right now.
Amen.
But you need to believe it.
Amen.
The same power that can quicken your body, can kill the sickness, You know John G. Lake. John G. Lake, they put bacteria on his skin. He say, die. And they put that in the microscope. The bacteria die. Because he believed that in his body, there is that power to raise Jesus from the dead. It's the faith thing. It's a faith principle.
Amen.
Walking by faith.
Yes,
you believe in the power of God on the inside of you.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If all the Christians can have this understanding and practice, the devil is going to run into the garbage can.
Yes,
sir. I mean, the devil cannot do anything to you.
Right.
He is not omniscient. He is not omnipresent. He is not all-powerful. But the spirit inside you is omniscient. All powerful.
Yes,
so who is greater?
Yes,
we are greater.
Yes, sir.
Not because of us, but in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Take your authority over the fever. Take authority over the sickness.
Amen.
Not accept sickness.
That's right.
In your life.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Confession.
Amen.
You confess. Don't confess anything that is opposite to the word of God. Don't say that, I have a cold. No, you don't have a cold.
That's right. That's right.
The cold belongs to the devil.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't belong to you.
Yes, sir.
Is that right? When you say, I have a cold, mean you accept that you have a cold. It doesn't belong to you.
Right.
Don't say something opposite the word of God.
That's right.
You say, I don't accept it. I remember Brenda told me a story that her neighbor is an elderly woman. And Brenda called her up one day. And say, how are you, honey? She say, I'm doing okay, but I don't get along with my friend. His name is Arthur. And then she said, who is Arthur? I never seen Arthur around your neighbor. Oh, it's arthritis. So she called arthritis her friend. No! Arthritis is not my friend. Get out of here!
Amen.
I don't accept arthritis in my body.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You need to confess thing that go along with the Bible. Barry laugh. Arthur. You think who is Arthur? Arthritis. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready to confess together? You command together. You're ready to command? Amen. Let's stand up and command together. Follow my word. Okay? We're going to command together.
Hallelujah.
Do you have faith?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to command together for your situation. This is for you, for your home. Amen. For your church, for your business, for your work. Amen. Let's command it out loud, okay? In the name of Jesus, okay? I'm waiting for... Oh, go on, okay. Okay, let's close our eyes and let's command. This is not a prayer. This... This is not a prayer. This is a command. Amen.
Amen.
Let's say at the same time, I am a king.
I am a king.
Ruling.
Ruling.
Reigning.
Reigning.
In life.
In life.
I have authority.
I have authority.
Given by Jesus.
Given by Jesus.
To have victory.
To have victory.
On this earth.
On this earth.
I always
have triumph.
Have triumph.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. I have a good family. My family is strong.
My family is strong.
My family is blessed.
My family is blessed.
My family is protected.
My family is protected.
The enemy must go.
The enemy must go.
For my family.
For my family.
For my life.
For my life.
My marriage.
My marriage.
And occupations.
My occupations.
Are blessed.
I'm blessed.
I am a success.
I am a success.
I go from success.
I go from success.
To success.
To success.
I go from victory.
I go from victory.
To victory. I call every debt
paid off.
I call every bill paid in full.
I call every need met.
And left over.
I claim abundance.
In finances.
Out of the world system.
I command the devourers. To take his hand. Their hand.
For my family.
For my ministry.
For my money,
for my kids,
I command you to go.
I always have everything
I need in my life.
I'm bound to every good work. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am strong.
I am strong.
In my spirit.
In my spirit.
In my mind.
In my mind.
And in my body.
In my body.
I am rich in my finances.
I am rich in my finances.
I am free in my body.
I am free in my body.
I am a blessing to the nations.
I am a blessing to the nations.
I will finish my race.
I will finish my race.
I will run my whole course.
I will run my whole course.
And finish it with joy.
And finish it with joy.
I will do the will of God.
I will see Jesus face to face.
And hear he say,
well done,
my good and faithful servant.
Enter into the joy of your Lord.
For he helps me.
He makes me whole.
He sustains me.
And he gets the glory.
I command every sickness
and disease
not to touch me,
all the days of my life.
My joints are strong.
No arthritis.
My blood pressure.
Stay normal.
My cholesterol.
Stay normal.
In Jesus' mighty name.
My pancreas work well.
The insulin is produced.
And I have no diabetes.
My memory is strong.
I will not have Alzheimer's disease.
I will not have neck and back problem.
I command them not to touch me.
All the days of my life.
And I am a great blessing
to my community.
And the nations all over the world.
I will have leftover.
And abundant life.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't do only today. Practice every day. Amen. When the problem come on your way, you command them. With authority. The mountain have to be removed. But don't have doubt in your heart. Stand up inside yourself. Amen. Your spirit stand up by faith. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You learn something tonight?
Yeah.
Are you going to put into practice?
Yeah.
Amen. From now on, you see your life different. Believe me. You're going to see your life different. Don't accept anything below what God wants you to have. Don't accept it. Don't accept sickness and disease. Don't accept curses. Don't accept poverty, anything. You accept only what Jesus has paid for you.
Yeah.
It belongs to you. You receive them by faith. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington 98040. Thank you very much.